You were at CBS. You saw what was happening at the World Trade Center. From there, you go what, in a car or taxi back down?
I grabbed a cab, and the cab driver said, I don't know how close we can get. He got me as close as he could. I jumped out and sort of ran another 20 blocks against what was a sort of tide of people being evacuated. And as I got closer, I was on the phone the cell phones. Everyone was trying their cell phones, and they were all dead. People were crying. People were composed but anguished.
Coming out, yeah.
And I finally kept trying my cell phone, every number that was built into it. Finally got my producer in Chicago, Don Mosley. And I was saying, again, I still wasn't clear on how enormous this was. I knew it was horrible, but not as horrible as it would become.
Well, did you know that you were going to the plane crash, or did you think you were just going to a fire?
No, I knew that someone probably had attacked the World Trade Center. I mean, you know, I put that together pretty early. But I said, I don't think I'm going to be leaving New York. I was supposed to fly to Atlanta today and meet Don there to do an interview on another story. And I said, I think I'm going to be staying here in New York. And just as I was saying that, I saw what was like this enormous explosion in the sky, which must have been the first tower going down. And I yelled, oh, my God, and the connection ended. And I kept going towards it. By the time I got to what is Gramercy Park in New York, which is right along the river, and turning the corner, I soon became sort of one of the only civilians left in that direction. And I showed my CBS ID to police, and they let me through the line. I said, I'm looking for CBS crews. By that time, I was about a block and a half or so from the World Trade Center. And a firefighter screamed, stop, run. And I turned, and as I turned, I saw this enormous fireball rolling down at us. And I ran, I fell, I felt someone physically just grab me up. I ran some more, threw off my high heels, ran in my stocking feet, and a firefighter took me and finally just slammed me into a granite marble kind of building and covered my body with his. And either the fireball stopped short of us, I can't tell you what happened, because I thought we were finished. We began running again, because by that time we were engulfed in the thickest black, acrid smoke and particle mass I've ever been in. I couldn't see anywhere. Nobody could. We couldn't breathe. We couldn't see. It was all of what had exploded and was coming down. And I was handed off to a police officer, and we made our way through the smoke. He had a mask on, and he said, put your hand over your face and don't breathe very much. And I thought, if the fire didn't get us, the smoke would get us. And I'd done enough stories in Chicago of firefighters who perished in the smoke to know it's as deadly as fire in its way. We made our way through, and slowly there was a little light, and finally we got out of the densest part. A firefighter took me aside and put his gas mask on my face so I could breathe a little clean air. And then I kept moving toward a police line, and they were going to stop me, and I showed them my ID, and I saw a CBS satellite truck, and I got to it. And I did as much work as I could there, and tried to help a bleeding cameraman mop his head, which was gushing blood, but he just kept working. And I began to make my way. I thought, I better get back to the broadcast center. And as I did, firefighters began screaming and running along the river, yelling, a gas main is going to blow, run. And emergency vehicles were turning around and screeching away with sirens. And one passed me, and I hit the window and said, let me in. And these six emergency guys let me in, drove me with sirens roaring to 42nd Street, where they had to stop. And I jumped out. There was a New York City bus coming along empty, being ordered back to the bus barn, and I pounded on his door and said, can I just travel with you wherever you're going? because he was heading again toward the broadcast center, and I told him what I was doing, and he said, you know, I'm supposed to go to the bus barn. I'll just take you to CBS, and so he did.